Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How was your weekend? I bet you I know what you did. Yeah, I bet you I do. You spent time catching up. You spent time solving various issues that had arisen throughout the week. Maybe you even decided, you know, I'm going to prep and get ahead for the week coming up. You started prepping for a vacation or some big event that was happening in your life. The life of your children, friends, etc. You multitask even, because while you were doing all of that, you were spending time with family and friends. Maybe you barbecued, went swimming. As I said, who knows? But here's what I can also tell you. You made the best of whatever situation you faced. And so I was fortunate. A couple things happened over the weekend. Was my wife's birthday. She's 29 again. And I always blow it. I never do a good enough job on her birthday, but I did the best I could. And so, you know, you're proud of that. It's tough, you know, for her days are very, very special. My birthday, man, I get a card and a kiss on the forehead, and that's a great birthday for me. No hoopla. But we were fortunate, had some friends that came in as well, and I hadn't seen my buddy's wife in probably 15 years. It's crazy. We talk a lot, but we hadn't seen each other, and he and I hadn't seen each other in probably 3 years, and he'd had a bout with what's cancer that guys get? Prostate cancer, but he looked great. We went out golfing, birthday dinner, etc. So it was always good catching up. But the point is, you know, you got to take that time to get a blow. And it's funny, when you're out and about, And you have to do the type of work that I do, you're always looking at the politics of it. Everybody's out having a great time, no mask. And then you get home and you turn on the TV or you put on some kind of media. And they say, oh my gosh, it's dire out there. People are dropping dead in the streets. It was one of the things was there's a rise in, in the coronavirus, whatever the uptick. And it's all because of you who haven't taken the shot. I thought that was hysterical. So I've given you sort of the timeline of what they do with these various cures, the lies that they tell you, the Hegelian dialectic. You know, create the problem that isn't a problem, give you a lot of fear about the problem that isn't a problem. I mean, raise it to the point of we're all going to die, and then never solve it. Because in that way, we're always in fear, right? We're always in fear. There's the Delta variant of the coronavirus. So we walked through all of that many times, but it's worth going through it. Remember, all the people who were infected, it was going to get us all. And we were going to die in numbers that were unprecedented, but then that didn't happen. So then they said, well, let's start focusing on a number of people who died. So they did, but that number wasn't impressive enough. So anybody who died of anything, if you died of a wasp thing, then you were part of it. If you drowned on a scuba accident, you got COVID, etc. So they started faking those numbers. Then they get rid of Trump. They tell you, oh, by the way, hydroxychloroquine, all these cures, he's telling you to drink Clorox. When that didn't work, they said, we're going to develop this new drug, etc. And Trump puts Operation Warp Speed, but they get rid of him. Joe Biden comes in, he takes over and says, I did it. I'm the one who did Operation Warp Speed. You can love it now. Then they stop focusing on the number of people who were getting the disease, and they start talking about the number of people who were the number of people who were dying from the disease, I should say. And they start focusing on the number of people who had gotten shot. Now, I want you to think about just think for once. I don't have the numbers, by the way, but I want to ask you, how many people do you think in America have actually contracted the dreaded Kung Flu? Because I'm going to tell you, I think it's hundreds of millions. I think at least half our population has had the Kung Flu. So We have this immunity to it. But now we're focused on the number of people who are getting the shot. And now they're back to the subdivide. Remember, it was the mask versus the maskless. Then they took the mask away because they pretty much had to. At some point, you got to say, get the mask out. So then they said, these are the number of people who've been vaccinated. And now they're saying, vaccinated or unvaccinated, you got to wear a mask. Because it was voluntary. The supermarkets and all the stores went from, if you haven't gotten the shot, please wear a mask. Why? Because they technically can't ask you. Oh, there was a some sort of a Snopes article. They can ask you. It doesn't a violation of HIPAA if you got a shot. Yes, it is. It is absolutely a violation of HIPAA to ask you if you've gotten a shot. And you certainly can't mandate it. So anyway, long and short of it is, now we're at a point where we went to the point where these are the number of people who got the shot. Now the difference is, have you gotten a shot or have you not gotten it? And if you haven't, you're part of the problem. You're the reason why it spiked again. Oh, well, there's that and the Delta variant. And, oh, we'll come up with something else later. This is how it works. And what's funny about the left is the cure is almost always worse than the disease. Look at any solution that the left has given and ask yourself how things worked out. The cure is always worse. They tell you, oh, we've got to do diversity, equity, and inclusion. Okay, great. So what's happening? In schools that already were diverse, equitable, and inclusion, all these colleges, universities, all this, there's nobody boycotting black people coming into schools. Nowhere. We got to be more diverse. So they did busing. Didn't work out because kids wanted to be in their neighborhoods. I mean, it was all kinds of, it was a fiasco. So why was that a fiasco? Because they said, you can only go to the schools in your neighborhood. Well, then what happened there? Well, the schools in certain neighborhoods sucked. And what happened there? Well, the parents in those neighborhoods weren't together. They weren't whole family units. Do you think that they're going to go back and actually solve the problem and say, you know what? This problem seems to lie with people that can't seem to stay together. Go look at the prison situation. They always talk, America's the prison industrial complex. Who's putting people in prison in droves? For what? Minor things. Oh, you were using drugs. Okay. Who's doing it? Conservatives? No, Democrats. They're making the laws. Three strikes, whatever. Look, I'm not debating the different laws. I happen to agree with three strikes when applied correctly, but I didn't do it. They did it. Bill Clinton did it. But it always comes back to be America's problem, our problem as conservatives. We'll be back. Keep here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Big cities should be forced to have a ticker, like a sports channel. You've seen that thing at the bottom of any sports channel, and it tells you, you know, what's going on in college sports, women's sports, and, you know, it gives you the play-by-play. You know, who's leading in the whatever, the British Open, who's leading in the basketball game in the playoffs, and gives you all kinds of statistics. During a regular football, it tells you what the quarterback's passing yardage is, and what the receiver, which receiver caught it, and what the quarterback's percentage is. You know, he's 8 for 13 and 413 yards or whatever with two sacks, et cetera, et cetera. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So if they gave you those statistics, they should do it on crime in the city. And they could go granular. Think about all the information that's available to us. to keep us posted. Just what you learn in a sports day with football, for example, it's a fantasy sport, right? They tell you, oh, keep up with your points. How many yards did your receiver get? Did your running back get? How many interceptions did the defensive back get? How many sacks did so-and-so get? Et cetera. It's very meticulous. It's down, to the wire. And people win thousands and thousands, millions of dollars over the year, maybe billions, betting on nonsense, on a sport. But there's a real sport out there. It's called life. You guys aware of it? See, we're living it. And if you're not aware that you're involved in it to the level of granularity like that, you're being manipulated. See, in the sports world, they want you to know all the details. They want you playing the game. But in life, they don't want you playing the game. They don't want you to know the statistics down to the minutia, because that will blow your little freaking minds. So what if we had that ticker? And we use that ticker for, let's just look at crime. We talk about it all the time over the weekend. Chicago, for example. There, at the end of the last weekend, 20 or so people, they couldn't even give you the numbers throughout the weekend. They have to wait until their Tuesday or Wednesday before they give you the numbers. But 20 or so people were shot. Three or more were killed. At one point, I know it was at least three. Were killed, but you won't know the numbers until later in the week, and I promise you, they will go up. It's like Biden's numbers. Whatever they give you for the economic output, they will eventually go down. If unemployment was supposedly 500,000, they're going to come back a week later and say, no, it was actually 673,000. It's not going to be good news. So with Chicago, the only thing that can happen is that number gets worse. At one point, I always watch during the week. I get unplugged, but I have to keep up. It was 16 people were shot and 3 dead. Another organization had it 12 shot and at least 3 dead. They can't even keep up with the number who gets shot. And I'm not going to go through the litany of the people that got shot this time, because it doesn't matter. But what I am going to go through is what they should be telling you. They should be telling you Crips shootings, 9, deaths, 3. Just like a sports ticker, Bloods. Shootings, 7. Deaths, 2. They should give it to you by neighborhood. This neighborhood was in this, you know, because they name them. They name them, you know, like in Chicago, you would know if I said to you, this is in the Spuds, you know, Spudstrack or whatever. Call it whatever you want, like 8 Mile in Detroit. They can give you the neighborhood, and people are, oh, yeah, well, over there, you know, over at Bradford, that's what happens. They should do other gangs. And probably even tell you who they are, because they have the Rukin gang and people like that. And some of them are offshoots of the Bloods and the Crips, but we know who the Bloods and the Crips are. But there's lots of gangs in Chicago, and they should tell you how many shootings and how many deaths. And they should let us bet on it. They should also do other, you know, Wu Flu deaths, death by a suicide, etc. They should report it all the same way they do this. If they had that level of granularity and let people see what's going on in these cities, you think people would stay there? You think people would tolerate what's going on there? Do you think the left really wants you to know how many people commit suicide because of the lockdown on Biden's watch, because of policies implemented by Lori Lightfoot and so on and so forth? The other thing they should probably do, and I'll get to that in a second, is business failures. How many businesses have failed under Lori Lightfoot and the Democratic policies under the weight of leftism? But before we get to that, how about the number of innocent people shot? People just walking with their spouse in a neighborhood or whatever. People sitting in a car, innocent, shot for no reason. And then the real thing that needs to happen, and unfortunately we don't have time to do it, is they give you the stories, the backdrops of these innocent people shot for no reason. What got taken away from them? Who got prosecuted? Did the criminal have to pay millions of dollars in restitution or anything in restitution? Because they probably won't even find them. The other thing they should give you is black-on-black shootings. Black-on-black shootings, 19. 6 dead. Cops shootings? None. Blacks dead? None. See, if they put it in perspective and had that ticker running across your screen, that's what we should make mandatory. No matter what you watch, especially on BET, where they have, you know, colored people entertainment television and racist entertainment television, they should be forced to look at these statistics. black on white crime, just so you can see it in its glaring, you know, glory. Here's exactly how many black folks shot white folks. Oh, and by the way, here's the white dude that shot the black guy in somewhere in Georgia. But they should show it. It should be glaring. 20 people or so shot in Chicago, 3 or more dead, and that's a good weekend. What about St. Louis? They got 1/8 the population of Chicago. 1/8. Let me give you some numbers. So, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, we got, no, June, in the week of June 22nd, St. Louis leaves 3 dead and 4 wounded. As you do these numbers, I want you to multiply by 8. So 8 times 4 is 32. That's how many should have been shot if St. Louis were the same size as Chicago. And 3 times 4 is 12. 12 would have been killed. The weekend, 2 weeks after that, 3 dead and at least 16 wounded in weekend St. Louis metro shootings. Want to do the math again? You want to multiply 8 times 16? Yeah, 128 people would have been shot. And at least 3 dead, so 24 dead, and little old St. Louis. July the 14th, the weekend of that week, they said, this is just the beginning, after a weekend spree that left at 18 shot, one fatally, interim public safety director Daniel Isom said the city is taking action. That's the little city of St. Louis, population 318,000 and shrinking. And that's what's going on in that little town. The number one most dangerous city in America. And they're taking action. Mm-hmm. You think it's cops? Cops doing all that? No. Black folks are doing all that. The majority of it. Black thugs. And now we worship them. We worship black thugs. We got a lot more to talk about. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The stock market has been down over 800 points during trading on Monday. President Biden is delivering remarks on the economic relief and progress made under his administration. The president saying that inflation will only be for a short period of time due to the economy coming back from the coronavirus pandemic.
As our economy has come roaring back, we see some price increases. Some folks have raised worries that this could be a sign of persistent inflation, but that's not our view. Our experts believe, and the data shows, that most of the price increases we've seen were expected and expected to be temporary.
The National Interagency Fire Center is warning of extreme fire conditions this week as fire clouds and lightning are forecast for much of the West. Roughly 80 wildfires are burning across 13 states plagued with heat and drought. This is USA Radio News. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis holds a press conference about the passage of the state's Wildlife Corridor bill. After signing the bill into law, the Republican governor calls upon the Biden administration to help those who are protesting in Cuba as the country has shut down the internet.
We in the United States have the capability to help provide the connectivity that I think would be essential in exposing the truth and really holding the regime accountable.
President Biden says he supports the Cuban people protesting, saying they deserve universal rights. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the intensity of Europe's deadly flooding has something to do with climate change. The floods that began last Wednesday have killed at least 196 people in Germany, the Netherlands, and Belgium. Many communities are still without power. Merkel saying nations must get faster in the battle against climate change. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Show me a problem that leftism solves. Show me one. Solves it. Says we're going to put our mind to it. I'm not talking about 100%. I'm not saying, oh, we're going to eradicate racism. We're going to eradicate sexism. We're going to eradicate bigotism. We're going to eradicate whatever. Xenophobia. What? No. Just we are going to put such a dent in it, it shouldn't even be discussed. Because I'm going to give you a little bit of news. It's already happened. Oh, we're going to eradicate police brutality. No, you're not. You're not going to do it because people are human. And humans are going to get fed up. If you're a cop and all you deal with is people that don't give a crap about you, don't care about your life, at some point, if you don't get counseling and get a blow, you're going to explode on somebody. And there's going to be somebody, the way the left do it, that are going to test you. In the old days, you know, what we would look at is we'd say, okay, treat police with respect. They got a difficult job. You never know what scene they just left to come interact with you. We don't anymore. Now we antagonize them. I'm just using that as an example. So now we create a situation for cops to get volatile because we want it. We want to get paid off. And we're in the thug worship, as I said in the previous segment. We like worshiping. And the blacker the thug, the better. Yeah. We love it. We've been trained to love the thug, not the person out there doing good work, good hard work. I was having a discussion with some friends. They said, Kevin, a great group of people that we're going to be doing some really cool things together. And they said, how do we get the word out about these black folks doing amazing things? I said, just put it out there. Just put it out there. Look, I know there's a hunger for this bad news thing. I know that. We've been trained to look at, oh, my gosh, that's horrible. But we've also, there's a side of us that goes, wow, that's really good. And see, it used to be the balance. If all you get is reported good news, you go, it's not even good news anymore. Another fireman saved another person. Okay, big deal. But when you find out, oh, the fireman couldn't save that person and the tragedy of it, you then respect the fireman who does put himself in harm's way and does it. You got to have the good with the bad. You got to have a little spicy something with that sweetness in order to draw out the real flavor of the sweetness. You ever had salted caramel? Sounds like, what? Put salt on caramel? Yeah, it's delicious. Just don't oversalt it. See, that's the thing. We want the sugar, but it just needs a dash of salt. We actually want the things that are, that you know, those things, the good stuff, more than we want the bad. We just want a touch of the bad to remind us why we appreciate the good. So, all I'm telling you, you look at all these situations, find me where it works for the left, and here's why I'm going to tell you it never works for the left, because there never was a problem to begin with. We don't have a race problem in America. You can try to convince me of that. I live it. I live the black life. Most of you don't. I know that. Most of you are not black. Well, you're black to me. You're honorary blacks. But you don't live the black life. I've lived it for decades. And I can tell you with certainty, there is no racism in America. Now, when I say, I'm talking about overtly, just you go somewhere and it's just in your face. I mentioned my buddy came to town to golf with me, and he asked me, he says, Kev, what's it like living in Arizona? You know, he goes, not a lot of black folks and all that. I go, yeah, good. He started laughing. And I said, he goes, you know, or people, I said, I've had no issues here, but you know me, I don't have any issues anywhere. So in that same deal, we had a guy, a marshal, come up to us on the course. And he said, hey guys, how y'all doing? Good. You enjoying the course? Yeah. Yeah. I love it. And he goes, yeah, we aerated, and you know, so green's a little rough. We go, yeah, yeah, but it's, you know, it's still a nice course, and they're a beautiful course, by the way. And so he starts out, we were waiting at the tee. He goes, it's going to be a little slow today. He goes, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you a couple of jokes. So he tells us a couple of jokes. And, you know, they were very funny jokes. And then we hit the ball and we go forward. Well, it slowed up again and we ended up going to a tee. Well, we were getting ready to hit, but some guys came up on us because we couldn't hit. Par three guys in front of us. So three good old boys come up and all tatted up and stuff. And they're like, sorry, guys. And we go, oh, no problem. You know, and we say, it's a little slow up here. And they could see the guys on the green. They're like, yeah, we know. No problem, man. Just hanging out, drinking a little scotch. And Mark goes, scotch? What kind of scotch y'all drinking? Oh, man. And he's a scotch drinker. So we get into the conversation. Long story short, we get to the final hole. I mean, we're over. The thing's done. We're getting our clubs up, put away and stuff. And the guys go, hey, man, you guys want to meet us in the 19th hole? We'll buy you a drink. And I looked over to Mark and I said, that's how white people are here. And he was just chuckling. See, there's no, you can go look for racism. My old brother-in-law, he divorced, my sister and he are divorced. He would have said to the marshal, by the way, the marshal told a joke about an Italian guy. My brother-in-law would have said, well, man, you know, that dude is a racist. And I would have been, why? Well, he telling us Italian jokes, but you know he telling them white folks, you know, N-word jokes. That's what my brother-in-law would have said. I know that. Because he's an ethnocentric racist. Everything's about black, 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 black. And I would have said, what? First of all, he had no obligation to come up and speak to us. But he did. And it wasn't because it's his job. It isn't like, well, go out and tell all the other brothers that, you know, come play golf at the Raven. He didn't need our business. You know, he's not looking for the black golfers. He's looking for golfers. He wanted to make sure we had a good experience. The guys that were there, they didn't know us from Adam. But we had a good interaction at a hole. They had some fun. They said, let us buy you a drink. And sadly, I had to go to my kid's baseball game right after. So I couldn't do it. But that's what I was explaining to Mark. That's who it is here. Because if you have a personality, you don't have a chip on your shoulder, people will see that. And they'll go, oh, he's a good guy. But the left, they want you to believe, we got a race problem in America. Let me tell you where the race problem is. In cities. The same cities where I just went through crime in Chicago. There are black folks in Chicago who will beat up or shoot a white person on sight. They don't even have to know you. Why? That's the way they've been trained. They've been trained to just go, I don't like that person. That person owes me something. They're obligated to give it to me. I'm entitled to this. They don't see it as human. I call it, they have reptilian brains. Just, oh, white person, bad. How about you get to know them? How about you understand that that's not the case, by the way? Black person may be worse than the person. And let me tell you, the revelation here, I'm not, oh, Kevin, you sound like a racist. The revelation here has come to many blacks in this country to say, you know what? I don't give a crap what they say about white folks. I am not safe. amongst, quote, my people. And they would be 100% right. You are exponentially more likely to die with your people if you are black than any other group. So don't talk to me about it. It's lies. All Democrats do is they want to stoke division. And right now, the biggest division they have now is with the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Yep. Donald Trump sent out a message. He says, have you noticed that the radical left is now admitting I was right about everything they lied about before the election? Hydroxychloroquine works. I can tell you with certainty that hydroxychloroquine works because I have family members that take it and they've been exposed to at least four people that had the Kung Flu and didn't get it. They also said that this disease, they didn't know where it originated from. And we were supposed to have investigations. It's pretty much now settled science, using their terminology, that this virus was created in the Chinese lab. And Donald Trump said it. He said, I told them that the China virus came from a Chinese lab, and they dismissed it. He's lying, man. Well, he wasn't lying. It did. And now there's not even a discussion about it. You aren't hearing about what they should be doing. They want to investigate January the 6th. Nancy Pelosi should get her lazy butt off the January 6th thing and start saying we want a congressional investigation into the origins of this and make China pay. If you think that would ever happen in a million years, it isn't. But January 6th is important because it's not. Perfect example of the Hegelian dialectic. January 6th. Oh, my gosh. They stormed the Capitol. Look at what they did. Oh, my God. The democracy is at stake here. Fear. January the 6th. We're going to solve the problem by doing what? We'll just keep investigating. We'll keep it in the news, in the news cycle. But what really happened? Ask yourself. They've got people detained as if they're war criminals, as if these people were dropping bombs and had, you know, did an assault. They fenced it off. They did everything they could to make it look like there was a problem. And they stoked fear. It could come back. This is an attack on our democracy. Go back and look at the titles and the things. Just Google January 6th. You'll get a feeling about what they were trying to do. And now they want it to be so big. When they know it's not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump issued a statement about all the things that he got right that the left ignored, that the media said is lies, and they essentially, you know, blew up into crazy stuff. And Trump went back at it and said, here's all the things they told you I lied about. And then here, who are the real liars? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. He said hydroxychloroquine works. It does. He said the China virus came from a Chinese lab. It did. That right there should be the two things that we focus on, and we could destroy the left with those two things. Why did we develop all these vaccines and spend trillions of dollars and shut down this economy when hydroxychloroquine works? And why, now that we know the origins of this Kung Flu virus, have we not made the Chinese pay for what's going on in our economy? But in fact, it's quite the opposite, right? Nobody in the left is talking about the real cure for this disease being hydroxychloroquine. You know what they're doing? They want you to get a shot. They want you to admit, if you didn't get a shot, you can't be with other people. It is never going to go back to normal. It is as simple as we now know hydroxychloroquine works. Why aren't they talking about it? We now know that China did it. Why are we now still bellying up to China with Joe Biden essentially acting like he's their little girlfriend? I love it. He's so beautiful. Look at him. What else did Donald Trump get right? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. He said Hunter Biden's laptop was real. You know where I'm starting to see Hunter Biden laptop stories? You want to know where? This will shock you. I see Hunter Biden laptop stories as I'm going through the checkout line in the Globe, in the National Enquirer or whatever, and they're more and more revealing stories. I almost took a picture of one of them, but it was so far I had to get my groceries out of there. But they are definitely starting to talk about this. And it's filtering down to the people that read the Globe and the National Enquirer. Remember, folks, these are the people that always would do the conspiracy theories that suddenly became true. The outing of these Democrats that we never believed. What was that guy's name? Edwards? Remember Edwards? Lying about having a mistress and all this while his wife was dying of cancer, and I could go on. They've outed him. Many others. See, those are the ones that don't care about the fallout of telling you about Clinton and Lewinsky and all that stuff. That's where all that stuff comes out. It doesn't come out in the New York Times and WAPO, these bought and paid leftist rags. Hunter Biden's laptop. You're going to start hearing a lot of stories about this, and it's going to be permeating down to the masses. And that's what Democrats are so concerned about. I'm not kidding you. Go to your supermarket checkout line, and you'll see. Those stories are there. I didn't buy it. I was tempted. I will not lie to you. I was tempted. Because I believe those people are better media than the ones that we used to have faith in. What about the other? Lafayette Square was not cleared for a photo op. I don't really care too much about that. That to me wasn't that big of a deal, but Trump seems it is. The Russian bounty stories were fake. True? They were fake. They said Donald Trump didn't do anything if the Russians were putting bounties out on our soldiers. Well, first of all, the Russians weren't putting bounties out on our soldiers. Number one. And number two, if they were, Donald Trump would have reacted. He put this out. The other one, we did produce vaccines before the end of 2020 in record time. He wants to spike the football on that. Fine. You can't talk about hydroxychloroquine in one sentence and talk about, oh, we had the cure. The cure was hydroxychloroquine. And if Trump thought that, I'm going to jump on him here. If he thought that, he should have said, we're not spending any money on that. What we will do is we will send out hydroxychloroquine and a vitamin regimen to every person in America. You take this, you're not going to have to worry about the Wu flu. How much money would we have saved? So here's the thing, President Trump. If you believe that, you should have sent out hydroxychloroquine. The other one, he said, blue state lockdowns didn't work. He's right. Lockdowns didn't work. Now, he's a Fed. He 10th Amendment. He can't tell states what to do. But his directives could have said federal buildings will be open. He could have kept everything else going and said, if you want to come to federal buildings, it's there. You want to go to national parks, it's there. He could have done something to undo what the states were doing in this cabal against them. But you know what it would have taken? It would have taken a pair bigger than he had, and he's got a big pair. But it would have taken a pair to say, I don't care what they tell you. I don't believe in this. And look, I get it. I understand the optic and the politics, and I understand why he maybe reacted the way he did. But I'm tired of political discussions where people's lives are at stake and where Democrats are trying to sell nonsense. Isn't that what we're looking for? We're looking for leadership, somebody that will buck the system and say, look, I don't care what they're telling you. You, if you take hydroxychloroquine, you're good. Feel free to travel to any of our national parks. Employees will be there, et cetera. He let that paranoia kick in, which is the reason why schools were closed. And he said, I told them schools should be open. Of course they should be open. The statistics bared it out. How many kids died from this stupid disease? I don't have the number, but look it up. Tell me what it is, because I'm going to make you a bet. The kids who got shots are doing far worse than the kids who did nothing. I told you guys, my son got the Kung Flu. We didn't say a word. Didn't tell a soul. Because they were quarantining the kids. As soon as somebody got it, they, oh, you got to stay 6 feet away. And I kept asking this very simple question. Why are you doing it when no kid is dying? No kid, they get sick, they go home, they quarantine, they can't smell for a minute, and food tastes funny. And then it's done. Then they say, okay, come back to school. For what? So another kid can get it and go away. These kids go, they come back. No, they aren't even any worse for wear. And by the way, whoever gave my son the Wu Flu in school, he didn't know he had it. He or she didn't know they had it. Because I mean, he's hanging out with all these little boys and baseball and all this other stuff. And he had it. So he was giving it to other little boys who got a little sick or whatever. Thought they had a little bug for a day. And that was it. My son thought he had a bug for one day. And I told him, I said, yeah, you know, I was smart enough to go, you probably got it because I'd had it. And then the next day he woke up, he's like, I'm cool, Dad, I'm going to school. Okay. I kept him on one day, but I think he had, that's when he had it. By the way, I could have given it to him, but I don't think it was during that time. That was when his taste buds changed. It was later on. But anyway, he got it, probably gave it to 50 of his friends, and none of them died. And nor were they going to. But the horror stories of these things, of these shots, we talked about this kid, Everest Romney. He got it. Basketball player, 6'9". He's like, he's 17 years old, 6'9". And he gets it. His dad gets it. And both of them never should have gotten the shot. And now where are we at? Oh, by the way, if you get the shot, they don't know if you're going to get it anyway. Like, well, you still could get it. There's a minor chance you might get it. No, it isn't. There's a major chance you might get it because the shot's not going to do anything. You'd be better off with hydroxychloroquine. Then what do we do, by the way, when we made all these pills, all these shots that we're giving away? We made them in and we said, we're going to take care of the world. Do you really believe that's what Joe Biden and team want to do? They want to be magnanimous and show how gracious we are to the world? Or do you think that this is payback for the pharmaceutical companies? Because I have my suspicions. Trump goes on. I said critical race theory is a disaster for our schools and our country. 100% right. And he acted. I'll give him credit. He said, we're taking it out of government. And Joe Biden's bringing it back. But guess what? What he did, he brought light to it at a time when people were receptive and ready to hear it. And now we're fighting it. Thank goodness we're fighting it. Our team's fighting it with Heritage, with the Goldwater Institute. We're working with lots of organizations to fight this nonsense. Trump goes on. I'm running out of time. Our southern border security program was unprecedentedly successful. And he's right. Now the border's a disaster. Kamala Harris is screwed, you know, it's not totally her fault, but the Biden administration invited all these people to come. Now they're doing what? Doing the Trump doctrine to keep them out. No, please don't come over. No, no. But they're still distributing these illegals throughout the country in red states because they still want to get that vote. And what's the other thing he says? He ended it with this. The media and their Democratic partners spent years lying about me to the American public. It turns out I was right all along. I've received no apologies, no retractions, nothing. Don't expect that, Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.